We find that at the end of this chapter, the early church history shows that Philip bought a house there in Caesarea and kind of used it as a boarding house, kind of a jump-off place, because they had built a harbor there at Caesarea. It was from his house that people came and went in their missionary journeys out into the rest of the Roman Empire. That gives you just a little background, but there were a lot of people scattered here. There were a great company of priests that had converted to Christ, as we read earlier, but most of these began to leave in the persecutions. The church very early went into the Greek-speaking world, particularly in Asia Minor, Alexandria, and other places where the commercial language was Greek. The early church took on a Greek flavor very, very early in its history because of the persecution. So it no longer was located or limited, you might say, in the land of Palestine and Jerusalem. That's where it began. But in being scattered abroad, it was no longer focused on Jerusalem like Judaism was. See, there were Jews that were scattered all around anyway, but they would always send their contributions to Jerusalem, and they came very often from afar to Jerusalem to keep the feasts and things like that. So Jerusalem, as long as it was standing and as long as the temple was there, was the main focus of the what you might call Judaism of the day. But the early church, the focus scattered very quickly, and it went into more of a Greek-speaking influence. And that's why the New Testament has survived in Greek rather than in Aramaic or Hebrew. It says in Acts 8:2, "And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him." So he was buried. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house, probably without a search warrant, and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. So he was a real zealous person in all this. He really thought he was doing good by persecuting the church. It's interesting that we find that the same kind of zeal appears in the 12th and 13th and 14th centuries in the church when you had the Inquisition. Boy, with great zeal did they persecute the so-called heretics and the counter-revolution or counter-reformation. But I think all of this is prophetic of Saul consenting unto Stephen's death. In other words, he joins it, he becomes a part of the problem. Quite interesting that the early church was persecuted, and they didn't seem to quite learn their lesson, because then when they got into power, then they did the persecuting.